I told Mark, I knocked some ice cubes out of the tray for him, and I said, I'll bop it in. And he pointed to the fact that one of them failed to fall out, and he said, you lost one to bop in. In other words, I failed to knock one of them out.
Your sugar?
April 26th. You want me to put it in the other cup? Mark said, I didn't say in this cup.
He was unhappy because I put the milk in the wrong cup. Okay, let's try to get it right this time, Dad. Let's see if your father can do it right, okay?
No!
I got two questions from
you.
Mark, this is your last chance.
Yeah.
This in there, yes or no?
Lemon laundry?
This is cold.
Lemon laundry?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You want cold.
Yeah.
I got what you're saying.
Is Cameron
going to
do a double on this morning? He might
do trees.
That's more like it, Dad.
No, that's not Camelon. That's L&M Lawn Care.
It's really cool now. Thanks.
Did you do the lawn company in Denver?
Did you give me
that? No, I don't think we did.
Well, you did it when we first got there.
Did you pass it?
You did poison everything. Every time you get a new house, you go in and you go to the lawn and you poison everything. Because, you know, broadleaf, a whole bit.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Dandelion.
Well, I might have done it by myself, though.
No, you had them come out and do it. And then from then on out, you took care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because of the poisonous stuff you had put on.
Yeah.
It worked really well,
yeah.
Ryan's method.
Mm-hmm.
Would just kill everything, meant to get in there. And then never kill anything again.
Ross said, Dad, before you took the job with the computer, were you a paints man? Ross, how come you said paints man and not painter?
I said painter.
What? Paintsman. A paintsman. And do you think that's a better, sort of a prettier word than painter?
Yeah.
Which is better, prettier, paintsman or painter?
Paintsman.
It is a nicer word, isn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. It has sort of a nice sound to it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing? Doing okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Even the toilet paper smells like
you do?
Money.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, sometimes you're clumsy. I like you when you're clumsy, huh?
Money.
Which is better, a person who's clumsy or a person who's funny?
Person who's clumsy.
Yeah. Mark came up the stairs, this is April 28th, and said, a scrape, or actually April 30th, I guess, and he said, a scrape I'm getting. He was complaining because he got hurt. And Ross said, you must have gotten hurt by Mothra. Actually, it's done by a little moth. Is that what you said, Ross?
And this morning, I washed Mark's face, and I said, there, now don't you feel more like a human? And he said, no, I feel like a treated animal.
She said?
You want to know what happened to Mothra?
No, you want to know what she said?
What did she say?
Humbug.
Who is? Who said humbug?
Mothra.
Mothra?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I wouldn't go down there, Mark. It's too dangerous. Until Mommy says that Mothra's gone.
Yeah.
My kids are pretty frightened of Mothra. Are you frightened of Mothra, Mike?
What did you do that for?
Who did what?
You. What did you do that for?
What did you do?
Put me up by the shirt.
Then.
What did you do that for?
What did you do?
Yeah, what did I do?
Ross, It's my fault. It's my fault, Russ.
I don't fall.
Because
you picked me up by the shirt.
Might fall there from the side of the tub, Russ.
Then I won't.
No?
No.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, you might encourage Marky to fall. You might you might kind of force him to fall by accident. No? Mark, are you worried about falling?
Yeah. What he's worried about is Mothra.
Are you still worried about Mothra, Mark? Still worried about Mothra?
She will be beaten by people.
Just foils.
No, eat some.
Eat some more.
Yeah. Nuh-uh.
Just foils.
Mark, they don't worry. Mark, you want to know something? What? Once she even goat me down.
Nah.
Uh-huh.
And how come you're here today?
Because you saved me.
You're right. It's true, Mark. It's true, Mark. It was that time that she got Ross. Boy, it was terrible.
And I'll tell you something, Mark. Boy, I see a lot of 4-year-olds.
In her tongue.
Yeah. And her breath stinks.
I don't think you want to go into Mothra's tummy, Mark.
And I had to keep dodging so her teeth
were... Hey, Cheerios! Go.
Hey, Mothra isn't there.
Mothra's gone. Mommy said Mothra's gone. You can go down.
What if she flies back in?
Tell her you're a 5-year-old. No, just tell her you're a 5-year-old, Mark.
Yeah.
It won't be any problems. Just remember you're not a 4-year-old. Just remember you're not a 4-year-old. No, no Mothra. Well, come on. There's no more.
Also eats
5. No, no, no. No, no, just she stops at 4.
Yeah.
Marky said, people wake me up because I always try to go pee 2 times. Always have to go pee 2 times. I told the boys that it's time for them to go pee. And this is true, of course, that Marky has this problem with pee, and we have to get him up in the middle of the night still to go pee.
Second, Mark is going to tell us something.
Don't come down. I'll come out. Come
on. So what was it?
Went away.
Oh yeah, it wasn't a spider, it was a fly. What were you going to tell me about you deserve? Or you guess?
No, I guess. Well, I was going to say, nobody wants those toys. Because I was going to say, when we get home, out the toys.
Out the toys?
Whip her out the toys.
Whip her out the toys.
And I didn't mean they were for any one day or another day out or any was 20s or whatever. I just wanted them to go up where we play.
Yeah, and then what?
Just, I could whip them out.
But you can't do that. We're going to have the Snake Mountain on...
No.
Saturday.
No.
No?
No.
Ooh, you're giving quite a mean look there. Okay, what's it really come down to, Mark? What's the deal?
I was gonna say, well, when...
When?
Well, those toys I said about we were buying were only for today to play.
Those toys were only for today? All those toys I bought? Just now? You mean we're going to open them all right now? You're joking, of course.
I'm not.
Oh, well, it's a nice idea and it would be really fun, but that's not life. The way it is that we get Snake Mountain on Saturday And the other toys, maybe another Saturday, like we agreed. You see?
No.
Oh, but you do get the coloring book.
No, I want Snake Mountain.
Well, you get that on Saturday.
Watching a thing on the cartoons on the television, and Mark said, the big fellow's turn is to help them, right? That's what it is. He meant that it was the big fellow's turn. Well, he meant that it was time for the big fellow to help them now. This is May the 5th. May 8th. And Mark was watching the water bubble down in the coffee maker, and he said, gee, you know what, Mom? I think God's power is moving this water. Obviously something he got from Beulah Preschool. Which one do you deserve that has food? McDonald's or Chuck E. Cheese? Well, he wants to go to one of those tonight. What do you mean, Mark?
No. Today
you want to go to, I want to go to what?
What one do you deserve to eat at?
You mean prefer?
Yeah, prefer.
Prefer, that's what he means.
Do you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese or McDonald's? Which one?
I'm not sure I want to go to either.
You have to choose one.
I do?
Yeah.
Why?
You just have to. Which one? Which one?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see about it tonight if we go.
Okay, it's McDonald's then. And right now.
Mark said, you know what? I think that these hungry guys are having yummy desserts. And do you know what their desserts are? Donkey Kong Jr. It's May 10th. I mean Donkey Kong Jr., yeah, Donkey Kong Jr. Don't get this Donkey Kong one. Said when Ross goes to Ben's house, because when Ben and Ross play together, they play happily, but when Ross and Ben and Mark are there, two people play together and the other one gets mad. And then I put my fingers down, three fingers on the on the table, and I said, see, Mark and Ben play together, and then I wiggled the third finger, and I said, and Ross gets mad. And then I said, or Ross and Mark play together, and Ben gets mad. And Mark studied my fingers for a second, and then he said, what about that finger and that finger play together, and that one play together, pointing to my fingers, and I get mad. I said that too. Mark, this is May 12th. Do that one again, Mark.
If I play with Ross. Mm-hmm. Ben gets mad.
If you play with Ross, Ben gets mad.
And if Mom and you play together.
Mom and you? I am Mom and Mom.
Mom and Dad, if they play together, Ben's mom will be.
Think so?
Yeah.
Only if. Strange idea. You mean parents can get mad too?
Uh-huh.
Maybe so.
And parents play the wrong way by chopping. Chopping is the play they play.
Chopping what?
A tree down. They play that.
Oh.
They play that with a big axe.
Mm-hmm.
They go chuck, 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 meow, bang.
Yeah, and what else, what other games do parents play?
They play Go to Paxton.
Huh?
And they play, they play Shoots and Ladders.
Huh?
And they play, picking flowers.
Picking flowers?
Uh-huh. Like you do.
Yes, I play picking flowers. You're right.
And Dad does.
I frolic in the meadows, don't I?
What does Dad pick flowers?
Dad cuts grass.
I mean, what Dad has fun and does cuts grass.
Yeah.
What Mom has fun doing, lives the lawn.
Lives the lawn.
And what Dad has fun doing is the same thing, mows the lawn.
Right.
And what,
And we both just really love to wash the clothes.
Uh-huh, that's what.
And clean the house. Oh, that's lots of fun.
And, one time I put candy out from the eat one.
Do you think parents really love to clean the house?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, they do.
Uh-huh.
And parents love to tell something on the tape recording.
Parents love to tell something on the tape recorder?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they like to put pretty music on.
Yeah, that's true.
And they like to eat a lot.
They like to eat a lot, mm-hmm.
And my parents like to munchie a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like, on the pancakes, and they like to wash their hands a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they like to sleep a lot, and they like to stay alive a lot.
Yes, they do. They do like to stay alive.
And they like to have little babies. what they already had. And they like to have doctors. They like doctors to fix your toes. That's true.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, so what are you going to do with your rancor monster?
Oh, I gotta wash my hands.
You have to wash your hands?
No, my drinking.
Mark came into the kitchen, and I said, did you leave your brother up in the wilderness all by himself? And Mark said, don't be worried. He's playing with his toys. Saying about the ice cube, the one who taked it here is the one who takes it there. That means if you took it out of the ice box, you have to put it back.